I mean, there's obviously a huge amount of factors that play a sort of contributory role in deciding whether the goal line technology is perhaps suitable for football. I mean, obviously you can't make too much of a judgment before July the 2nd, before the result comes back, but should they come back and say, yes, this is 100% right, it does work? I imagine there'd be another grey area where, where does it get implemented? Because obviously,
exactly. Well, that's something that obviously we've been discussing over the last few months in particular, and there are probably a number of steps that would need to happen. Firstly, the IFAB themselves would have to effectively signpost different leagues, different competitions, different FIFA confederations and FAs around the world as to whether there are any guidelines, i.e. does the system have to come in for the whole season? Could it come in halfway through a season? Or what have you? So that would be something that the IFAB will make some sort of guidance on, and then perhaps leagues will have to make their own decisions, or the FAs will have to make their own decisions. Not least then, the individual competitions will have to make a commercial agreement with one of the technology providers as and when they are approved. That will no doubt take time. Then the systems themselves would have to be installed in the stadiums. Then they would have to be tested to make sure that they work. And then finally, they would have to be certified. So, you know, a bit like, I don't know, if you buy a kettle or a stereo or some sort of electrical appliance, it's usually kite marked, you know, wherever you are in the world to show that it's been tested and it works. You're not going to get electrocuted or what have you. That there would be some sort of industry kite mark like we have for footballs, and it's like the FIFA approved mark, or like we have for football turfs around the world. So there would probably be a similar process for that, like a licensing process, to make sure that any league, any competition, any FA around the world who would enter into a discussion with a commercial provider of a system would know that this is a system that's been through, you know, the FIFA/IFAB test process, and, you know, they're effectively buying something that's, you know, top of the range, being approved, being tested, rather than something that's been, you know, built in somebody's garage, if you know what I mean. I don't think anybody would make that mistake. But just again, we think that's important. So I think the Premier League have recently said that they appreciate that process will take some time. Again, there was a lot of discussion probably earlier in the year and towards the end of last year that, you know, if the decision was a positive one by the IFAB on the 2nd of July, that leagues that start in August would perhaps be ready to